This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Have you ever grown tired of praying for something or praying for someone? Paul is going to tell us today to keep at it. Persistence demonstrates our faith that God is actually going to answer our prayers. Faith shouldn't die if answers don't come immediately, for the delay may actually be God's way of working out His will in your life. So when you feel weary in your prayers, we need to know that God is present. God is always listening. God is always acting. Maybe not in the ways that you'd hoped for, but in the ways that He knows that are best. We're in Colossians chapter 4 today. Beginning in verse 1, coming off of last time we were together, we were speaking of being a slave or being a employee and what that means to us as Christians. Paul is not going to be found one-sided here. It is going to give us some practical application or maybe some practical direction to those who are employers. He says, "Masters, give to your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven." Our Living Bible version says, "You slave owners must be just and fair in all your slaves. Always remember that you too have a master in heaven who is closely watching you." Now going on that issue of prayer, he says in verse 2, "Continue steadfastly in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving." Or, "Don't be weary in prayer, keep at it, watch for God's answers, and remember to be thankful when they come. Continue steadfastly." Continue in the Greek here, it means more than just what we would think of as carry on. No, it means to be busily engaged in, or moreover, to give constant attention to. Then he says, "watching in it with thanksgiving." Now, watching, that also speaks of a greater intent and a greater diligence than maybe we might see on the surface of the English. For it means, in fact, to give strict attention to, or being alert and attentive. Let me ask you, what are you watching today? I mean, the fact is, many of us are quite oblivious to the spiritual as well as the physical that is around us. Yet the Christian walk is in reality a war. If we were in a physical war, we would naturally be alert to the enemy, as well as to our own movements, you know, where we step, aka landmines, what we say, where we go. The spiritual war that we are in offers the same dangers and the same attacks, yet I think few see it with that kind of level of intensity. Verse 3 goes on and says, "praying together for us also, that God may open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds." Or the living, "don't forget to pray for us too, that God will give us many chances to preach the good news of Christ, for which I am here in jail." Paul, it seems, here and elsewhere, was always seeking for a boldness as well as an opportunity to spread the kingdom of God. For these things, it seems he gave up his very freedom. Ultimately, he would give up his very life. I think imprisonment was a way of life for this evangelist. He clearly counted no cost too high. He understood that unless the Spirit moves before us as an open door, we will fail in spreading the gospel. Verse 4 says, "that I may reveal it as I ought to speak." Open to us a door for the word, back in verse 3, "that I might reveal it as I ought to speak." Or praying that I would be bold enough to tell it freely and fully and make it plain as, of course, I should. Paul was clearly more than just talk. No, he desired to manifest, or rather, to live out the cross of Christ. He wanted to live out the word bodily, not just preach it. Paul wanted to walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.